Yo, welcome to the Two Broke in the NYC podcast. This right here is Johnny Facts. I'm right here with my fellow co-host.
Axel Flex, what's up everybody?
Yo, I hope everyone's here having a good day. You know, right now we're gonna talk about is just Channel 11. You know, talking about CW, originally called the WB, you know. Originally had the singing frog that made a man go crazy.
You know, the CW, WB 11, but the all-time famous Kids WB, the good old days.
Mm-hmm. The channel you go through every Sunday, every Saturday, every Monday, you know. You stay tuned every Thursday, Friday for new episodes of Smallville, Supernatural, Vampire Diaries.
When you think about it, Channel 11 in general always had something showing every day for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of those really amazing channels with it.
Dude, every time I would come home from school, I would immediately go to Channel 11 to go watch Screen of the Teenage Witch, The Nanny, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and then once Saturday morning came along, you would start off with your Yu-Gi-Oh, your Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have Power Rangers at one time?
That's ABC, man. It's ABC. That's Disney. Disney had Power Rangers back in the day. Yes. You know,
no, they had the two golden nuggets at the time. They had Pokemon and they had Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yo,
there's two things that was almost impossible at the top back in the days.
They even had shows like the Batman, Batman, Static Shock. They had all those shows that you would not try to miss.
Don't forget Jackie Chan.
Oh,
Avengers.
Yeah.
Shaolin Showdown. Come on. Back in the day, Kids WB was the Saturday morning, prime time, TV channel, man.
Yeah, if you was a kid back in those days that claimed that he or she never saw Kids WB, you just gotta ask them, so do you not own a TV? Because it's a local channel. You don't even need cable to go watch this. You don't need no cable to go watch Channel 11. So you got no TV at all? Or are you from the household that read books every day, you know? Is that what it is?
Dude, it's crazy. You know, now you mentioned it. So back when I was in elementary school, my parents was not having no cable bill. That was not a thing back in the day. So all I had was Kids WB. So when I tell you I watched it all that showed on it, I watched it. And back in, I don't know if you had this, but it would just be those cable wiring plugging right to the back of your TV.
Yo, you were describing my childhood right there, man. You described my childhood right there, man. So I'm telling you, before I entered the fifth grade, it was just local channels. Channels 2, 5, 9, mm-hmm. Channel 11, Channel 13, and yo, I was just watching Channel 11 most of the time. Because they always had something going on. They always had something going on each and every week. Every Monday is something. A new episode for Grounded for Life.
Yeah, dude. All right, so let me see. I'm trying to think back to my Saturday mornings now, right? David had Scooby Doo. Not that I think about it.
What's new Scooby Doo?
Yeah, it was Scooby Doo back in the days. But then you're talking about Teen Titans, Mucha Lucha, Johnny Test, Static Shock.
Zeta, remember the Zeta Project?
Yeah.
Batman Beyond?
Kids WB was just prime time. It was prime time Saturday morning. You can't have those days.
As a kid, if you woke up... Dude, compared to now, right? Would you be able to wake up 6 in the morning... To get ready to watch all your shows at 7 o'clock, compared to when you was a kid,
bro, it's crazy. kids nowadays can't even wake up 6 in the morning. Back in the day, kids nowadays, I think they just wake up to go to school Monday to Friday, but the weekend, it's the sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was a kid, Monday to Friday, I wake up to go to school, but then Saturday comes, I'm waking up even earlier to watch my TV.
You couldn't, before the internet, before personal computers really, really, like, was accessible for every household, you had to wake up early. If you sleep in, if your mom went to your room at 5 o'clock in the morning and saw you sleeping and let you sleep in, you waking up mad when you wake up at 12. You say, yo, mom, what happened? You're supposed to wake me up. Sorry, dear, I just thought that you want to sleep in. You look so pleasant in your sleep. No, I miss my Yu-Gi-Oh! Aw, damn it.
You go to school that Monday morning, everybody's like, dude, you saw the duel? And Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, nah. It's like, yo, you saw the gym battle with Ash? Nah. It's like, all right, man, you're not even our friend no more at this point.
They call you late. They say, man, you mad late, man. How you not know? Well, we're not doing those. We'll spoiler alert.
Make it even worse, Johnny, right? So, let's just say back when Ash was doing all one of those Pokemon leagues. So you go to school on Monday, he's like, guys, Ash is gonna win the Pokemon League, right? He's like, nah, dude, you will be mad, but Ash already lost the battle on Saturday. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
that was before YouTube was leaking all episodes. You know what I'm talking about? If you missed that one episode, all your friends are talking about it. You came and told me, yo, let's put this conversation on hold, man. Let me go watch this before you talk about this. And that would not be the case, man. They would say, yo, I can't believe Joey lost to Kaiba, man. I thought he had a chance, you know? Joey.
Dude, it's insane when you think about it. Back when we were kids, because the kids of you, you'd be in, you just keep up with things. You would wake up Saturday morning to keep up with what's going on TV. Whatever the case is, but kids nowadays, they wake up late. They just streaming stuff and whatever they streaming, old stuff. And come on,
dude,
not the same.
Dude, your parents can ground you just for the weekend, and that'd be the most effective punishment to do to a kid back in the day. Your mom and dad say, you know what? Just for that little thing you just did, no Saturday more cartoons. What?
Yeah.
No Saturday more cartoons for 2 weeks. I'm gonna be 2 episodes behind. I can't do that.
Dude, I don't think when I was younger I missed 8 episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh. I don't think so. I think I missed Pokemon, but Yu-Gi-Oh, I was strict on it. And if I remember correctly, the timing of it, right? It was Pokemon and then Yu-Gi-Oh, if I remember correctly, but Yu-Gi-Oh was not a show. I was the biggest Yu-Gi-Oh nerd growing up. I'd buy all the cards. I'd be ready to duel anybody in school. And you know what would be even worse? You go and you watch a duel. You see Yu-Gi beat Kaiba. You go to school the next. You go to school that Monday morning. And so back in my school, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were supposed to bring Yu-Gi-Oh cards. So if you brought Yu-Gi-Oh cards, the teachers would take it away. And here I'm, my stupid self will bust out my Yu-Gi-Oh cards getting ready to duel, and then I get taken away. And I'll be sad for the rest of the week.
Man, I used to hate when teachers confiscate your stuff, man. But yo, I totally get that feeling, because, dude, let me tell you something, man. Like, even when I'm like, I get a punishment from my dad, like, yo, no TV for the week. I would risk a belt situation by just turning on the TV in my room and just watch show and listen for footprints and turn off immediately once that door opens.
Like, get it. Having your parents tell you no TV and you miss that Saturday morning is probably the worst punishment that you could ever get as a kid growing up back in the day. Now, I feel like you tell a kid they don't take something for granted.
No. If you are trying to punish the new generation with like not able to consume content, you gotta take away their phones, their tablet, their smartwatches. You gotta turn off your internet for the whole week. Everybody gotta suffer because of this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Yep. You're right. But you know, so. Kids WB was prime time us growing up. That's like a big part of our childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what would you say was your favorite just WB, the CW shows that so far?
We talking about the original classic WB before they changed before they changed it to CW. My favorite show to watch every Thursday night, Smallville. Somebody save me. Come on, man.
You know, I still gotta watch Smallville. I still gotta watch it.
You late, man. You late by a decade, man. Let me tell you something.
I think that was too much. I don't even know. You know what it is? What time does Smallville air back in the days?
7 or 8 o'clock on every Thursdays.
Alright, it gotta be 8 o'clock because my bedtime was 8.
Dude, you slept at 8? Yo, I slept at 10 o'clock. What?
Nah, dude. I slept at 8. I didn't start staying past 8 until I started college, probably.
Oh, what? Even during high school?
Yeah, but by then Smallville was done. That's why I missed it.
Dude, what type of household you was living in, man? Because it was 10 o'clock always. 10 o'clock always in my household. 8 o'clock? What are you, an old man that needs to get all his beauty sleep?
So my dad's logic was, when the sun goes down, you go down. When the sun comes up, you come up. I was asleep pretty early, dude. Especially in the winter time, I was asleep pretty early.
Well, you missed out a lot of good television, man. It's 8 o'clock when things get popping, boy. They get popping.
You see how I ended up starting to watch the other shows, right? Was in I'd say high school. My parents ended up getting a DVR box. So they finally got cable and they got the DVR box. So I started recording shows. So whatever I couldn't stay up to watch, I would record it. But with that being said, right, my favorite just like Channel 11 shows,
mm-hmm.
well, show, number one would be the Originals. That's number one off the bat, Originals, because I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's picky with this one. It would be Arrow, but only seasons 1 to 3. We'll talk about that later, but only 1 to 3.
Then be on my second favorite show is Supernatural. Okay. I watched it since season 1 all the way to its current season 15. You know,
dude, that's insane, man. 15 seasons.
15 years, man. 15 years. Smallville, 10 years. 10 seasons. You know what I'm talking about? Like, dude, let me tell you something. CW or WB, because originally these shows was on WB, right?
Yeah.
Original content. Yo, let me tell you about the deal. They put a lot of time into their writing. They put a lot of time building these characters in scenario, into the setting that you will not forget details, because the writers don't forget details. You will have an episode in a faraway season that refers back to season 2, and you'd be surprised, like, oh wait, they remember about that? Shoot,
yeah.
Damn.
No, I get where you're coming from with that. So, like, those two shows I didn't watch, right? But I'm a huge fan of originals. I started off with Vampire Diaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's always these cross-references between the two shows. And the writer never loses track of it. I think the writer for that show is a genius. The way the show is written, the character development, the attachment you get, especially because you never watched originals, right, Johnny?
I didn't give Vampire Diaries a chance because I thought, I thought that was more of a teen drama that was kind of mirroring Twilight a bit. And like back in the day, I was not messing with Twilight.
I would go to the Twilight level. So Vampire Diaries is 100% teen drama. So I got into that show high school. They're in high school, right? But the originals, it doesn't have the teen drama vibes, at least to me, in my opinion. That's why it remained my favorite CW show. It's one of those shows that I plan on binge watching back over again. It doesn't have the teenage vibe. It doesn't have anything. It seems more adult-like in that show. And the main character of the show, his name is Klaus. If you watch that show, he comes off as like one of these douchebags, but then you get so emotionally invested in his character development
mm-hmm.
that it's ridiculous. And I don't know how CW does it, where they can just get you so deeply involved in a character's development.
Because they took their time.
Did so well, dude. I'm pretty sure it's like that Supernatural and Old Smallville too.
Because they took here's what I'm seeing from their writing, right?
Uh-huh.
Each season, they take their time in explaining and expanding the characters they want to feature in set episodes, right? And they keep notes for the next season for if they want to bring back a character that the fans like in that previous one, and then just put that character in the new season, put more details in that character, and It's simply like they're letting it grow. They're letting new characters into new seasons be more rooted into the whole world of Supernatural, of all the shows that's on CW. They take a lot of time into just building each character up in each season instead of just speeding past all the character development to reach a supposed end goal for that character, you know?
Yeah. And you know, so one thing too, I feel like CW is able to make so many great shows at once. But, did you ever watch a show, The Secret Circle?
No, I even heard about that show. When it came out?
I'd say high school again, Secret Circle came out, but there was a couple of shows that CW have put out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these shows only ran one or two seasons. The crazy part was that the shows, at least in my opinion, they were really good, really well written, but I feel like CW is just able to put out so many good shows at the same time that they're just like, all right, let's just cut this one and we'll just cut that one. Even though they're all good, they're all good, but then there's one that's even better. Secret Circle, to me, was a really good show. But if I remember correctly, I think the budget on it was just too high.
Mm.
But the show was really good. At least in my opinion, that is.
Yeah, like, another show I like was Reaper. The whole premise of the show was you have a guy named Sam who works in retail. He meets the devil. And the devil told him that his parents made a deal where his dad was dying of cancer. So the deal was his dad gets to live, but Sam's soul, the moment he turns, I believe, 21, belongs to the devil. And now the devil just came to collect and now has him collect souls from escape, collect demons that escape hell, pretty much. And so season one was all about that, but then season two came along where pretty much Sam found out that he is the actual son of the devil, and he is trying to get back his soul, trying to break the contract, It was canceled after season two. But it left with a cliffhanger pretty much where the next season was going to be the season where, like, he would find a way to beat the devil and get back his soul along with his girlfriend's soul. You know?
No, they ended it on a cliffhanger, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So, like, and it was back in the day where, like, you didn't have connection to, you know, news articles that tell you if the show got canceled or not. So, once you have that cliffhanger, you're waiting next fall for the new season. Guess what? No new season.
Not in, dude. You know what? Since you're talking about that, right? We might as well talk about the pitfalls of channel 11.
Yeah. Yeah, sad news right here, man. Sad news, you know. Because, like, yo, like...
Because, like, it's not all sunshine, you know? Like, we praise the channel, but at the same time, they do so much bad things on the channel. You know what I mean? And, like when I said just now, Arrow, like, season 1 to 3 was my second favorite show put out by CW. From season 4 onwards, like, they just killed such an amazing show. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they kept the same writer, but their writing style just—they went in a completely different direction with the show.
Well, it's not just—it's not just Green Arrow. It's also The Flash as well, man. Because, like, dude, seasons 1 with the Reverse Flash and season 2 with Zoom, I like those 2 seasons. With the 3rd season, when they include Zabatar. Yo,
The Savitar season made no sense in my opinion. How is it Barry is the villain? Because his feelings got hurt.
It's not Barry. It's a speed clone that did not die.
Wasn't it like a speed aberration or something?
Yes, it was supposed to be a speed clone that was supposed to die but didn't die.
Yeah, but and at the same time, this clone becomes the villain because he was a clone that was supposed to die. Because he didn't die, everyone forgot about him and didn't pay no attention to him, so his feelings got hurt.
Then he went back in time to become because season 3 made so much build up for Savitar, where he was supposed to be like a god among speedsters. He was the rumored to be the original speedster. He was supposed to be like, they have a cult for him, a legit cult for him. To then find out he is Barry Allen, a clone of Barry Allen that went back in time to make the lore up.
Yeah, like, you see, the build-up was really good in season 3, right? But then that whole fact that it's just aberration of Barry, it just killed the whole
and thing. And, to top it off too, he was so big and bad, right, that he got locked into the Speed Force, right? Like the Speed Force has a cage just for him. That's how bad he was. And at the end of the season, right, spoiler alert, once he beats Savitar, Barry has to take, the real Barry, has to take Savitar's place to keep the Speed Force stable. That makes no sense. At all.
Dude, it literally, I don't even know what to say about that show. In the fact, so because of that, you know, Barry and Iris rushes to get married. They just rushed that whole character development between the two of them. There was no character. There was no Barry and Iris character development. It was just, let's date, let's marry.
Yeah, they, let's do it. Dude, Barry, Iris was with someone else during season 1. Season 2 is when they started dating. Season 3, they immediately got married. Because if we're going to count this by year, right? Barry and Iris got married within a year. And it wasn't even through like an act of love in the beginning. It was simply the fact that they found a newspaper in the future that shows that Iris marries Barry in the future, and so to make everything make sense in the timeline, they got married.
Yeah.
It's like, there was no build-up. There was no... If I were to compare it to Smallville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clark, since season one, did not get with Lana. Lana was with other people. She was in different relationships. But same thing for Clark. Clark was also in different relationships, yeah. too. He was also also have moments where he was single and just enjoying himself. But there was a lot of drama between the two because they both have feelings for each other. But then, like, you have moments, you have seasons where they don't acknowledge it. Or they did acknowledge it, but then circumstance comes in where, like, say, Lana is dating Lex, and now she's marrying Lex, and you have that, like, back and forth, that Romeo and Juliet situation, and then once they did get together, it still could not be a thing, because guess what? Lana Lane is not the true love interest of Clark Kent, Superman. It is Lois Lane. So, you gotta get rid of Lana. Clark goes through a huge heartbreak, but then he meets Lois Lane. Lois Lane and him, it wasn't immediately like, I love you. No, they was good friends. And as the seasons went on, feelings developed. And then they both took a chance and got together, started dating. And then they got married. And then the fan base was just rooting for it because it was a lot of built up. You was you wanted it. You hoped that the writers wasn't trying to be, you know, assholes and just try to find a way to, like, say, kill off Lois. Because that, dude, let me tell you something. If you watch a show with good dialogue about a romance option for a character, and they kill the love interest of that character quick, dude, everyone's going to be talking about it. Writers going to get death threats. You know how it works.
And it's crazy too, right? Like just if we go back to the originals, right? It was not as long as small. It was a 5-season show.
Mm-hmm.
The main character, Klaus, he ends up getting this other girl pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gets her pregnant. Now he's gonna raise the child with her, but he's not romantically interested with her. He ends up meeting a bartender who he is interested in, but he has the ability as a vampire to compel someone and just make them do whatever he says. So he does that to her,
mm-hmm.
and then he erases her memory. And, like, long story short, they end up, after season, they finally become romantically involved, and the girl that she got pregnant, she ends up becoming involved with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this development takes seasons. So, like, you know, he's still, like, obviously getting closer to the mother of his child. But his brother is also getting close to the mother of his niece.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this revolving circle of just continuous character development, character relationship build-up, where these other shows, they don't do that, like, Barry and Iris date the dude that died in season one. I forgot his name.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just start dating. Bam, they're married. Whatchamacallit. Even if you go back to Arrow, like, you look at Oliver and Felicity, I just hate their chemistry. To me, it was terrible. All Felicity ever did was blame Oliver for everything.
Even during, like, the third season was the season where Oliver wanted out. He enjoyed his life without the city. He enjoyed cooking. He enjoyed talking to Felicity's mom and doing all that. Just doing regular stuff. That's all he wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Felicity was the one that wanted to go back to Star City. She wanted the excitement. She wanted the explosion and the gunfire, right? She wants all that.
Yeah.
Mid-season, she's blaming him for being who he is, which is the Arrow. And it was like, and me as a viewer, I'm just looking at like, you being for real? You wanted this. He didn't. He even told you, saying, I don't want this. I just want to go back to the city, help my friends one time, and go back to suburbs. Go back to the suburbs. That's how I want.
Live a regular life. Just live a regular life. The crazy part too, right? If they ended Arrow, when Felicity and Oliver went away, it would have been a beautiful ending, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because they didn't show them married or anything like that. They finally got involved. They were both interested in each other. Now they're involved. You know, they're going to let things progress. Whereas they finally come back. Now they're arguing. There's this less development and more Felicity blaming Oliver for everything. And she's just continuously trying to change him instead of just developing with him. And, you know, like I say season 1 to 3 is my favorite because season 1, Oliver was a stone cold killer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Season 2, he stopped killing him, correct?
See, yeah, season 1, he was pretty much a serial killer. He had a list and he was killing people. But then season 2, he wanted to be more of a hero, so he started being less lethal.
Okay, so yeah, that was season 2. Season 3 was the big whole anticipation build-up to fight Raj, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it made sense. Like the whole background, Oliver went, he trained on an island for a couple of years. He went to Hong Kong, he got trained. He ended up getting trained by Talia al Ghul a little bit. He was part of the brothel. Like, he had years of serious, like, you know, crazy training, right? He comes back. When you have all these years of training, you should be able to beat majority of people in a fight, which he did in seasons 1, 2, and 3. Like, he had no problem. The only people he struggled against is people now are just as well trained as him.
Mm-hmm.
You come into season 4, I remember his episode so well. There was this random cop that caught Oliver off guard and ended up hurting him. And then from there, literally from there on, everyone was able to keep up
with Oliver. Dude, street thugs with brass knuckles can knock them out.
Local street thugs could beat up Oliver. Diggle and Oliver had a fight where they were pretty much even, and it made no sense because season 1 of Arrow, Diggle couldn't even keep track of Oliver, much less keep up in a fight with him. The development made no sense. Talking like the whole training, the development, nothing in the show started to make sense at all.
Dude, Diggle taking over as the Arrow for Oliver, I forgot what season, but Diggle for a little bit was the Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
That made no goddamn sense. They had to give him a crossbow to make it fit the identity of Arrow. It made no sense. You might as well pick Roy.
Like, you know, he got mad that Oliver came back at one point and wouldn't give him back the mantle to his Arrow. But the storyline just went completely insane.
And, dude, let me tell you something.
The original team was good back, you know, like, first couple seasons. Oliver, Roy, Diggle, Felicity, like, that was fine. And then they bring in the fake heroes after, like, Roy goes away. What is it, Renee,
you got Mad Dog, you have Mr. Terrific, you have the new Black Canary, you have Ragman, don't forget Ragman.
And then once again, Felicity started. She was the one that was the other. Like, you need a team. Like, not that kind of team. These guys, they're not superheroes. And from day one, they weren't superheroes. All the way to when the show ended, none of them were superheroes. And the fact that they all made these guys seem like they're so strong and so everything. But they're just a waste of time in the show, in my opinion.
And then Renee
was the one I hated the most. The dude was a snitch. How do you just go and rat out Oliver's secret identity?
You see, I never get this whole CW when it comes to their DC shows now, right? They want to have a superhero team instead of just focusing on the hero, because, like, look, I like Renee has friendship with Curtis, but at the same time, it's like, I just want to watch Oliver. Because look, like you said, he snitched. When he was getting his ass beat, he told the, I forgot which villain, but he told that villain Oliver's identity, and that villain was doing everything he could possibly do to harm Oliver. Like, yeah. Nah. Like,
here's the thing too, right? So, yeah, there's that aspect of it, right? But at the same time, you want to watch, you watch Arrow because you want to see the Green Arrow. You want to see Oliver's character development. Not all these random, like, non-heroes, in my opinion. Like, name of the show isn't Oliver and Friends. I don't want no made-up Justice League to be formed on this show.
Because...
And that's exactly what they did. You go down to the bunker and they had all their costumes lined up like he was Batman or something, and that was like this whole squad, but it didn't work like that, man.
And also, just to add this little detail, his made-up group of misfits, they got trained within like one season, and now they can all fight Oliver. They all got trained by him, but it was only a year. Oliver had years of training, years of harsh conditions.
That's what I'm saying. That's what that whole aspect of it is what ruined the whole show. Episode 1, where Oliver and Tommy had gotten captured, and Oliver is able to see their movements in slow motion because of how well he got trained. It made sense, and like people weren't able to sneak up on Oliver because of his training. It goes from that to where Oliver just, they make him seem like a regular dude that just puts on a costume and has a bow and arrow now. Everyone's keeping up with him, everybody's beating him up, everybody's catching him off guard. Dude, the whole season with Diaz, Ricardo Diaz, that made no sense. You're talking about some street thug that was able to just literally beat up Oliver. Made no sense, though.
Dude, you remember the lawyer? Remember the lawyer that pretty much killed Oliver's secret identity because he killed his brother? No, father?
Yeah, and timeline-wise, like, you think about it. It was, he got trained by Talia al Ghul, right? But he didn't even get trained as long as Oliver did, but yet he was able to, like, keep up with Oliver, like, full on. Like, it makes no sense. You have to have some type of set storyline. But everybody, the storyline made no sense at the end of the day. You know, my favorite thing about Arrow back in the day, right, was the whole flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
They went from flashbacks to flash forward. And even when the current storyline was doing bad, like past like season 3, when they showed when he was in Russia and stuff like that, to me those are still really good. And I continued to watch the shows because of the flashbacks. And then as soon as the flashbacks back, to me, the show was completely done now. Because the regular storyline's bad. And the whole flash forward, I did not want to see Oliver's daughter in the future. That was just a waste of my time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I did not care about those flash forwards.
No.
I didn't. You know.
No, like all that girl ever did was just complain. You know? She just complained.
William too?
Yeah, and the whole thing that like really pissed me off, they killed Oliver at the end. The fact that season 1 of Flash, when Oliver goes to help Barry, they clearly state almost his name off. I forgot what his name in season 1.
You're talking about Professor Zoom, Reverse Flash.
Yeah, the Reverse Flash. It clearly states Oliver lives a long life. What happens in the end? Oliver ends up being killed. Even in DC Legends of Tomorrow, when they go to the future, it's a Star City, they find Oliver. It's like, come on, man, you're just messing up the show so bad.
Well, it's because of Flashpoint, because, you know, once you finish with Arrow, let's talk about the Flash, because Flashpoint fucking was a disaster.
Dude, he changes the sex of Diggle's child. That's one with his Flashpoint. Mm. Flashpoint gets Oliver killed.
Siskel's brother got killed. A lot of people because of Barry's action got messed up. But then everything is right as rain after the crossover event. Like, everyone was like, I trust Barry to make the right decision. But yet, Barry is the most judgmental person in his show. The Flash. Like, anybody doing one thing that is wrong, even though they have, like, the right reason, like, legit the right reason, he would look at you like you killed five families with one bullet.
Dude, even Judge Oliver at one point is like, "You're so cold," or something, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Who gives them the right to judge everybody so much?
But he's going to claim, "Well, my daddy was in jail for a crime he didn't do, but yet you got raised in a household with a detective that arrested your dad, and you have a love thing with his daughter. You live pretty good. You was doing pretty good for the whole majority of your life, you know."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, like he has such a comfortable life. All right, yes, his parents got killed. That's terrible. But because his parents got killed, he has a sob story for the rest of the whole show. He has a sob story. And then he goes around judging every single person. And the part that I really hate the most, though, is Barry in The Flash does not... His character, Barry Allen, does not match any of the animated shows. Not the comic, nothing. It doesn't correspond to anything. Like, Barry's supposed to be a funny, charismatic person, but he is nowhere near that.
No, it's just simply just him weeping. Always weeping, and then he's always making speeches like, "Yo, you can do better than this. You don't gotta do this. My dad was in jail for a crime he didn't do, and I got him out. But then he was killed by my villain."
Nobody wants to watch a show but be complaining all the time, man.
And nobody want to watch the show. Let me tell you something. I'm a DC head, right? I'm a fan of reading the comic books, watching all the animation shows, the movies, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do not care about Caitlin and Cisco, right? I don't care about those two. I don't care Caitlyn's storyline of where does the Killer Frost personality came from, where her powers truly come from. I don't care about Cisco. Didn't want his powers, but then learned to accept it. But then later on, as the years went on, he wants to have a normal life, and then gives away his powers, then regret it once a situation happens to someone he loves. I don't care about the stories. I don't care about Iris because they didn't give me enough. They didn't give me, the viewer, the fan, enough time to really digest who the character is and to also root for that character's relationship with Barry because they speed everything up. You know?
Yeah. And you see, I think that leads to, like, you know, we were bashing CW for so long, right? We also talked about how great it was. Well, how great it is, but I think what they can do to, like, just improve the channel as a whole and have true, solid, like, A1 content like they did back in the day where everything was good,
mm-hmm.
They just gotta walk away from DC. I think that's, like, my suggestion to CW at this point. What do you think about that, John?
I 100% agree with that because for some odd reason...
Anything
now that is DC that they're producing, it's not doing well production wise, not doing well viewership wise, writing wise, not doing so well. But if we talk about original content, like CW original, such as The 100, The Outpost, Dynasty.
Dude, Dynasty is great, originals is great, Vampire Diaries. Great show. You have I watched this show last year, In the Dark. I thought it was really good. I'm looking forward to season 3. Like, all these shows that they're putting out, they're original. Like, they have, to me, in their original content, they have a front off track of what they used to be. I think they're developing even more. They're getting better writers, whatever the case is. But the people they're putting on in DC, they suck.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not that DC doesn't have good storylines. Because if you look at the animated DC movies, to me, they're genius. I love the animated movie. You dude. Know, that's like another... That's a podcast of its own. River National is not even... Like, that's some golden stuff right there. But if you think about it, right? Or even the animated DC shows back in the day, Static Shock, the Batman.
Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond. You look at Justice League, like, you take the storylines in there and you incorporate that to live action. Even like Teen Titans, you incorporate these things into live action. It would be amazing. It'd be an amazing storyline to have. But the writers, they're just trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do, man. They're like, trying to make their own content, but yet use a name that everyone's familiar with. Like, sure, that's fine. But you have to, one, create a relatable character, not a weeping character like Barry, and then not have complainers like, you know, Felicity, for instance, and the Arrow. All she ever did is complain about Oliver. Just do something better, in my opinion. I'm not a writer. I can't say what's better, but I think what they should do at this point, step away from DC and just churn out their own original content, because they're doing really good at it.
Yeah, because look, The 100, when it came out with the premise of the planet Earth for, let's say 100 years or 50 years in the future.
Yeah,
in the future.
It's 100 years, yeah. So, I can't remember, what was it? There was wars and there was a lot of, like, nuclear bombs, if I remember.
Yes, the planet was uninhabitable for, like, 400 years, and so the human race had to survive on satellites. They was all stationed on satellites, and I think it was the satellite was dying, right? The satellite was
the satellite, because pretty much all the resources on there are like things that age. But like, the whole concept behind it was so good, because then when they come back down to Earth, they realize that it wasn't as inhabitable as they thought. Like, for them it might be bad, but humans adapted. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, like, rewriting the thought of everything. It's not that they come and back down, but they just live on their own and, like, plant a garden and, like, you know, clean up some water. That's not what they were doing out there. Now they gotta, like, survive against other pretty much humans and whatever they developed to become.
And more detail on that, on All the people that were sent down to the Earth was all teenagers without authority. So the first season was all the teens just fighting each other, trying to create law for each other, while also discovering there's other people on the planet that's now savages that wants to kill them.
It was so genius when you think about it. Even other DC, CW shows, they were really good. You don't get In the Dark. The whole premise behind it, it's a blind girl that finds the dead body, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dead body is one of her friends, and she now tries to be a detective. She is blind. A blind girl trying to solve a murder mystery. Like, these things, they're very original in my opinion, and the way they write these characters, it's just... You just want to watch the show, like, and I think that they're doing such a good job in their own content that they don't need to go and try to go off of, you know, DC's characters anymore.
Because, look, dude.
I think, like, you know, like, I've heard so many great things about Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how they did such a great job, like, don't ruin that whole, you did such a good job with DC and, like, you know, turn on that content, take a break, and then come back to it or something. But just focus, instead of having Arrow out or DC Legends of Tomorrow, that's two time slots you could fold with two new original shows that I'm sure will be great.
Because, look, dude, when it comes to talking about original shows, like, I'm gonna keep bringing this back up, The 100. Bellamy, in the first season...
Yeah.
Was not a good person. He was for half of the season, the first season, he was the antagonist. He was the one that wanted to rebel. He was the one that wanted to have his own rules and have you follow it. Like, he almost killed Murphy for a murder that he didn't do. And then you have Murphy during the first season trying to get payback on everybody. And then you see them grow into the characters they become now in the current seasons. It's just well-written story, you know? Mm-hmm. Even when they decide to kill off a character, they mm-hmm. do it with meaning, right? They do it with meaning.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I think that's the biggest thing, man. If they stop pushing DC and they push more of their own content, I think they can make some really good things. But what I'm really, and I'm sure you're curious about this too, right, Johnny? What do you guys think, everybody that's listening right now? Do you guys think that the DC stuff that's being put out in gold, or do you think the original content is better? Like, I think you guys should let us know what you think, because I'm really interested. Because I think our opinions really set that the DC stuff gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like give it a break, let someone else pick it up, whatever the case is, but it gotta go, because they haven't been doing a good job at it.
Yeah, you let us know. Let us know if we talking facts right now. Let us know if we talking just craziness, blasphemy. You know, let us know too in detail.
Yeah, maybe our opinion on TV is completely terrible and everything that we like. You guys like the opposite. So let us know what you guys think, man. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah. So but this is Johnny Facts.
And this is your boy, Axel Flex.
And we see you next time.
Peace, guys.